All right. This is your man Sam Hoser, Just Talking with Sam podcast. Man, we got a good one for you guys, mainly because, well, this is the best one of the year. This is the best one of the year. I have to say that because my mom's here. It's Mother's Day, man. Look, once a year, my mom, what you guys, you know, call the governor with affection. That's your girl. She back this time to, you know, shoot the breeze with us here on the Just Talk with Sam podcast. You're going to hear some stories about my youth. You're going to hear my wife, executive producer of the podcast, team up on, you know, a non-suspecting host and, you know, just tell just horrible lies. Yep, maybe, because we all know I'm perfect. We all know I'm great. We all know I'm shit. And, maybe I shouldn't have said that, you know, my mama got a language, gotta watch your mama here, but either way, we don't get into it because, well, you know, we have some fun, man. So, look, before we get into all the fun with my mom being here, I gotta, you know, we don't gush over my mom in quite a few minutes, but I want to thank you guys. I want to gush over you guys for listening. I want to say thanks for coming to SamShowNation.com. By going to SamShowNation.com, hey, and by donating, by doing that, you have helped us out greatly. You can still donate. The link is still up. Go to SamShowNation.com, click the donate link on the homepage, current promotions page, and give whatever makes you feel like a good person. If you want to show your love, you can always scroll down to SamShowNation.com at the store. You can buy t-shirts, you can buy old school episodes, you can buy stickers. People really, 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 really love those stickers. And by doing that, you guys help, you know, the podcast be a bigger, better entity. Also on that page, you guys can hit up the iTunes app, which is for all my Apple people. You can be first, you know, subscribe, rate, and review for the podcast, Just Talking with Sam podcast. And you guys are right there on the money when new episodes come out. You can just subscribe and it comes right to you automatically. Hey, but let's say you're not an iTunes person. Maybe you're not an Apple person altogether. I got you covered, man. All you got to do is move over to the podcast page on SamShowNation.com. You can get the TuneIn app as well as the Stitcher app. And you guys, all my Android people, there's an RSS feed right there too, so you guys can hear it with whatever device you have. Now, I'm a little anxious because it's one of my favorite podcasts of the year, and it always kind of throws me off my game because I have no idea. You think you don't know what I'm going to say? I have no idea what she's going to say. But first, we got some sponsors. Got a few sponsors we got to pay. You know, I'm paying for this great show. So here we go. First sponsors are the good folks at PetSmart. Yes, go to SamShowNation.com, click the PetSmart link, and from right now through just pretty much the end of the week, you guys can save $10 on $60 or $15 off $75 on any online offers. You combine that with buying online and picking up at the store and free shipping. You got the Sam Show Nation special. Free shipping on any order that is $49 or more. You don't even have to spend $50. We got you here at PetSmart.com. Look, let's face it. It is Mother's Day. If you listen to my voice, it is Mother's Day. And mothers got pets too. Whether it's a dog, cat, fish, bird, reptile, whatever your mama got, you can, mamas, or you want to be your that pet's mom, I guess, you know, depending on your relationship. You can be a mom and bring some joy to your pets by doing so. Break out those lint rollers because I know, you know, shedding season. Who are we kidding here? But you can do that. Go to SamShowNation.com and there you go. You got the links right there. You can save some money and free shipping with the SamShowNation special. All you got to do, go to SamShowNation.com or the current promotions page. Click the PetSmart link and look out for your pets. The next sponsor we have, I can't believe I'm saying this, it is Mother's Day. If you have not done this already, do it right now. Do it right now. We got you covered. Last minute. This is last minute to its extreme. But Sam Show Nation got you covered. And that is the good folks at flower.com. You got it right, man. By going to samshownation.com, clicking that flower.com link, you can get yourself some flowers. You need to do so right now because it is Mother's Day. Go ahead, get whatever Mother's Day collection. You can order it online. You can pick it up at the store. You can talk to a human being. Same day shipping. Any order that is $50 or over, you can put in the offer code CHARMING at checkout and save an extra $10. Hey, I ain't gonna tell you, Mama. I ain't even gonna tell you, Mama. You wait till last minute. But we got you covered. Go to samshownation.com on the current promotion page. Click the flower.com link and get whatever Mother's Day. Flowers, roses, tulips, gift baskets, chocolates, whatever you need to get. Man, get it because time is fleeting. It is last minute and you got to get something for your mama. So please go to samshownation.com, click the flower.com link, and shop as you normally would. And the last... And, well, you know, the granddaddy of them all is Amazon.com. Look, let's face it, Mother's Day, depending on when you listen to, it may be today, you may not be listening, but we still got deals for you. Hey, maybe your mama, you got a gift card, you want to shop it. The only way you know how to do it is go to Amazon.com via SamShowNation.com. Click the link on the homepage, current promotions page, shop as you normally would. That way... You know, if you're a mama and you got some punk gifts, get what you really want. Go to samshownation.com, click the Mother's Day link. Click the Amazon link on the homepage, the current promotions page, and get the Mother's Day gift you really want. Who knows what you want? Maybe you want 50 Shades of Grey. Maybe you was hitting towards it the whole time and nobody got it for you. You can pre-order it right now on Amazon. So, here's what we're going to do. Go to Amazon.com, via samshownation.com. All right. So that's our sponsors this week. Man, clear out some space, and I get a chance to sit down and talk with my own mom. And Tasha's gonna be here too. Maybe my son. You can hear him in the background. But we're gonna get into all of that fun in a few minutes. I'll see you guys in 90 seconds. And you'll be joined by the governor, my mom, Ms. Margo. See you in a few. This is Just Talk with Sam Podcast, y'all. Just Talk with Sam Podcast. Just put your name on it. If you don't talk about it, be a pop.
I don't know this till like right now.
Seriously.
Subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes, y'all.
But it's obvious, if y'all just listen, we never write this up.
Alright, and this is... Wow, we're back! I gotta say, this is one of my favorite podcasts to do. It's a yearly thing. It is one of my favorite podcasts, and it's one of the hardest podcasts to do. Mainly because I'm sitting with a person... kind of knows all my tricks, so it's kind of hard to kind of like do whatever magic I do. And quite honestly, it's fun. I'm welcoming back to the Just Talk with Sam podcast for a record. You're a record tire with you are tying with Julie Haven as well as name tag as the most consecutive person to come on his podcast. You are the most favorite guest. Technically, name tag with an asterisk because the sound got messed up that day, so we don't count that.
I mean, but you can...
Yeah, well, let's get through this. My mom, the governor, they love you, Ms. Margo McClain. Thanks for coming back.
You're more than welcome.
Yeah, you can talk. It's fine.
Okay, you're more than welcome. First of all, I want to say thank you. Thank you for inviting me. I appreciate that. Thank you for Anna Jarvis, who decided that...
Why do you know that?
It is a mother to honor her mother. And for that reason, we all honor our mother. And I appreciate that.
And on Mother's Day, I mean, I like having you back because... One thing I was explaining to Tasha, who also wants a mic, please say something.
Oh, hello, everyone. Hello. Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there. Happy Mother's Day.
So, I'm here with two mothers and my son, who is playing bubble guppies right now.
Baby mama.
And I am looking at my son, who just checked out. He is playing whatever Sesame Street thing he got over there. Like, yeah, I want no part of this.
Well, he's going to be upset in a few minutes because the phone is going to... Well, slowly pass away.
What I'm getting at is I like having you here because I say this, you've been my mom all my life, and over, you know, when you're in mom mode, you're just that. I really see that happening, but after you leave the house, this is how you got the nickname the governor in the first place, you still have that title. I can get grown, I can move out, I can go, I can get a family of my own or whatever, but you still have the title of mother, but now I get a chance to see you more as a person and as a dad myself, and I got a little one to look after. I'm like, oh, I get it. It's hard because, like, I would go out of my way never to admit that to your face. It's almost like, yeah, I got this. Like, but I'm dealing with Chuck on a day. They don't make a manual for this thing. That is parenthood, in your case, motherhood, or Tasha's case, motherhood. And, like, being woken up by my son at 6:30 in the morning, then the only words he could do is tap me on the nose and say, Elmo? Because he's up and wants to see Elmo. Yeah, they don't make a manual for this thing, so I like bringing you back and talk about this. It's almost like sharing war stories with a veteran. And then I look at that same person who buys my son Timbits.
That's it.
Hours before he goes to bed. So I'm curious, how does this the mother grandmother dynamic change where you spoil my son to a point where Tim Hortons know you they know him at this point. I'm pretty sure Timothy Horton knows him.
Well, that's good.
T-Holes, yes, for sure. T-Holes,
but that's okay.
So, happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day.
I know that was all a long way to say it.
That's a long way to say it, but guess what? It's said. Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers. And there is a manuscript for this.
Really?
There is the Bible, basic instruction.
When do I smite them?
Before leaving Earth. It started from the beginning.
Why are you trying to smite them?
In the beginning, God created the heaven and earth. And when he made one more woman... There is a manual. A man can't be a mama.
Don't want to be.
No, I just thought you ought to know. The script is for the women's only.
So the guys is out of luck. We just here.
You got to be a dad.
Strong relationship carries the baby.
There it is.
That's not true.
Well, but guess what?
I've been strong all my life.
You can be the greatest father in the world, but you never can be a mother.
I get that.
Okay.
Because I don't
look... How can you make a cake out of a pie? Either it's a cake or a pie.
I don't know what that means.
That means a whole lot. The ingredients to mothers are the ingredients to mothers. And
please elaborate.
Mothers is an unconditional love for their children, no matter what. Yeah, they may get a spanking, they may get a whooping, they may get yelled at, they may get scolded. But they still love them. And we are, even though you're an adult right now, the Word of God said we are to talk to our children. We are to lead our adult children
I'm glad you picked this format to talk to me.
Okay, but guess what? You started it.
I did.
You wanted to know where is the instruction. The orders are ordered by the Lord.
These
steps are only by Him.
The reason I asked for instructions, mainly because it would be cool to have a manual. I get something new with my son every day. Now, I know who I'm talking to.
Okay.
And I want to establish that right now. I am fully aware who I am talking to.
Okay.
And I'm pretty sure, maybe, long shot, I may have done some of the stuff he has done.
No. A lot of the stuff that he did. You
good
did
20%.
Even more. But you know what? You reap what you sow.
Like,
you was very active. I know from start to finish. You ain't never been one that just be quiet and do. You did a lot of stuff. And so you see your child doing what he's doing. Guess what? He's fallen by example.
Okay.
You are the manuscript.
Okay. All right. Let's just say he's mimicking me. Let's say, for the sake of argument, which I don't know, because I was told I was an angel growing up.
He walk like you. He act like you. He looks like you. He's a little version of you.
That don't mean really nothing.
He loud. He like to scream in the microphone. That's your child.
That,
okay,
I mean,
wait a minute. Wait. Think about it. They say a picture say 1,000 words.
Okay.
Now, when you look at a picture, it really don't say nothing.
I'm looking at a picture of him right now. I'm looking at him.
You could, in your mind, you could say so many things. But Charles Xavier, because he my Samson. That's Grandma Samson. But Charles Xavier is a carbon copy of you. DNA don't lie.
Okay. All of that is true. But I'm pretty sure I never woke you up at like wee hours in the morning. Like, Elmo, get up.
No. What? You did more than
okay,
that.
Okay, what did I do? I'm curious, what did I do?
That long. When you wake up
we got time.
In the middle of the night, you in the other room, you know, we thinking. Your dad said, I hear something. We both said, we hear something. You in the middle of the flow with things belong to you. These gadgets and whatever. I mean, it takes so many people to tell you about the things that you've done.
What do you mean
you
by gadgets?
All your little G.I. Joe men's and the little Legos. You're always fixing, always tampering with something. I mean, everybody else sleep. Try this. I wanted you to go to bed. You under the
well, that's not like me. That's not like
a flashlight.
Like... Yeah, that's true.
Because you want to finish reading
Spider-Man.
Whatever it is, comic books. Really?
I gotta be honest.
It's not too much different now.
I'm not under the cover with a flashlight. It's just,
okay,
just
but you know you're supposed to be in the bed. But,
all right, look.
You're being disobedient. You're talking about your son, but.
For the record, I'm asking you these
really?
Questions because I'm more asking for what's to come.
You tell Charles to go to bed. What he in there doing? All
right.
He has, right as of now here, he has two beds in his room. He has his big bed and he has his baby bed. Big bed is not ready yet, so we have to sleep. He's still sleeping in his baby bed.
He prefers the baby bed.
He's
just
baby.
To jump out of it.
He prefers the big bed because he's close to the TV.
He pick and choose depending on the mood he's in because, like, all right,
I'll say, Charles, go to bed, now turn the TV off. I hear the feet hit the floor, run to the
yes.
TV. Yes. Button off, hit the play on DVD. Who told him how to hit play on the DVD
that,
player?
Okay. Maybe my fault on that one.
And next thing I'll hear him cracking up watching Bubble Guppies. So now I have to unplug the TV.
Like, right now, I don't know if you heard it in the background.
Him in the background.
He's like, I want a mic. Like, he looked around the room like, I want one. And, yeah, even with Chuck now, is like, I'm seeing, maybe, allegedly, traits that I may have passed down to him. Mainly his love for electronics.
He loves books.
And even in his books, he will sit down and he'll point, and he's good to say, "What's that? What's
what
that?
What that?"
But he's smart.
Oh, he's a smart little boy. I'll take credit for that one too. But like one of the things that.
But guess what? You could take all the credit in the world. You are the father. You are the sperm.
Oh yeah,
leader.
I'm pretty sure.
All of that, but you are not the mother.
All right, and speaking of the mother,
yes.
Tasha McClain.
Let's talk about
I want to say happy Mother's Day to all the mothers, but especially my daughter-in-laws, Christina McClain, LaWanda McClain, and Natasha McClain.
All right, here's another thing.
Thank God for them.
We got a small memo. The reason my brothers aren't here, mainly because they weren't pretty enough for radio. I just want to throw it out there. I know they listen. I love Big Bang and T-Mac listening to this thing. And they just weren't pretty enough for radio. And there's a pretty good chance they listen to this. And I said it.
Well,
tweet or text accordingly since I said it.
I got something to say. I don't know where you get your pretty brothers from. But
I've never seen him.
Handsome sons.
Well, one did name himself Pretty Ricky. So.
Okay, he is.
Yeah! Nobody asked him to do that.
That's okay. I got some handsome sons, and I thank God for that. They are.
Oh, I can't wait for that text.
They can be here.
I can't wait for that tweet and that text, because I know they come back.
They're going to get you back.
I know they're going to get me back. All I'm saying is right here. I'm not going nowhere. It's right here. But this little boy, the reason I say is like there's no manual with this is because I'm now, and I'm glad you're here because I am now comparing stuff you said about me because I didn't see it because I was perfect.
Because you was busy, just like your son.
Busy and perfect, a very parallel line.
Yeah, the word of God said we was made perfectly.
Well, there you
wonderfully
go.
Made.
See, Tasha?
Beautiful. And wonderful.
See, Tasha, here's the thing. I shouldn't be telling you this, but I don't tell you right now. She's waiting on her Mother's Day. I know when we're recording this, but there's a nice Mother's Day package coming to her soon. There's one coming to you from the good folks at Mrs. Fields.
From the good folks at Pandora?
They're not a sponsor. My
Pandora bracelet is a little dry, so I just all that's all the hints I'm dropping to you.
They're not a sponsor.
Dry.
I can say this.
I get Pandora as a sponsor now, but it's a little.
I'm looking at my mama, who have some coming in the. I know as we're taping this, by the time this comes out, she will receive it. It's
Never mind. Don't worry.
It's coming from the good folks at Mrs. Fields. You still like brownies, right?
Of course I do.
All right, there, good, because I felt nervous about that.
That's why Miss Fields started her business.
Mrs. Fields.
She knew
and the good folks at flower.com. I had to give a quick plug for that. I'm not telling you everything you're getting, but at the same token.
But I appreciate you.
I'm doing this thing for radio because this comes out Sunday. By Sunday, it should be there. I didn't want to tell you that, but at the same token.
It's okay.
I'm like.
I would be a mother then,
yeah.
too. One thing about being a mother. You can't never stop.
Thus the governor.
Cannot,
that's what started the first.
You cannot retire from it.
Okay.
You cannot quit.
I want to ask this question.
Won't nobody fire you.
I want to ask
lay
this,
you off.
It's not a job.
I want to ask this question.
It's not a job.
It's a career forever.
This is a Tasha question. This is a Tasha question. And I'm saying this because I want to know this myself. Now, Tasha asked this a while ago, and I had never really relay it to you. She wanted to know, was it something that I've done, like just growing up doing dumb stuff, being a dumb kid, where you was like, oh, no, and you just drew the line there. I told the story about me, Darren, Richard, Buna. That was a ghost car, and I stick to my story. That was the ghost car.
Yeah, who steals their own car?
All right.
Then lays in the car.
Just to wrap it up.
Nobody
hold on.
Can see him.
Hold on, Ma. All right, I'll say this right now, because I'll put this over. It's a funny story now.
It wasn't funny for me then.
Did you get beat?
It wasn't funny for me then.
Did you get a beating?
I ain't get a beating. Sorry, I got a punch. All right, Ma. I don't know if you remember this. I know she remember this, but I have to say it that way. Remember me, Darren, Buna, Richard. This is when I had the Blazer. The loudest car in America. You can hear it coming from a mile away. Around 11 o'clock, we got the great idea to go to Baskin Robbins and just go. So, since my car is so loud, me, Boona, Richard, and Derek, and Quine. You know what? Quine ain't safe. No, Quine was here too. We pushed the car all the way
down the street.
To the street.
Like you fooling somebody.
And I cranked the car up, cut the corner.
I can hear. Down the street.
And we came back home only to see you on the porch.
Yes, waiting on you.
Waiting on me. I've never, to this day, I've never seen Quine run so fast because they were pushing the car.
All of y'all was in trouble.
And me, since I'm the driver, I just pulled the seat all the way back. All the way back in the car. And it parked right in front of the house. And unlike, you know, anybody else, you called me on my cell phone and said, get your behind out of that car.
Now.
Get out of that car. Because I lead the seat all the way back like, ain't nobody in this car. Ain't nobody.
You ain't that dark. But can't nobody see you move.
And how long did you stay on the porch?
A long time.
Since I'm in front of you now, was you there when we left? Because the way I figured it, because at that time you was working midnights. Oh, excuse me. You was working early mornings. You just got off midnight, so your whole body. Hold on, wait. I want both sides of the story because it's me. I'm thinking that was the week you went from midnights to days at, you was at Mark IV. And I figured.
Stop, man.
I could get away with it because your body hasn't adjusted to the, you know, the sleep period that you will have. You know what I mean? Where you know that day where it's kind of like muddled together?
I hear you.
Yeah.
But Sam,
how long was you on a Porsche?
A long time, but guess what? You may get past some people, but a true mother.
I beat that. We'll say that. I felt good about that.
Y'all get over a lot on your dad because he allowed, he loved you. But your mother, I really can say I was a lot of the disciplinary in our house. Because I didn't let you get away with certain stuff. I just felt like it was unnecessary. In order for you to grow up to be a mature young man, some things have to be corrected. And some things have to be dealt with right now. Because an incorruptible child make an incorruptible adult.
I remember.
Terrible child make a terrible adult. So, but you got to stick to some of those things. You know what that reminded me of since we on the air? And you need to just know how crazy.
Hold on, wait. For the record, I stick
this
to myself.
Young man that was in Boston.
Hold on, before I get there, because I want to ask you that question. I'm dead serious. It's on my list. It's on my list of stuff to ask. But before we get there, I just wanted to let you, I just want to let everyone know, since we're on the air, what I said to you, when I got out of that car, I looked at you, and I looked at Dad. Now, Dad didn't take no mess either, but the first thing I said, how? You asked me, how did I do that? You kind of knew the answer.
You think you're going to just get away with it? I'm looking at you.
You looking at me, and I looked at y'all with serious protect the world face.
Really, Sam?
And I said this. Ghost car. That's the first time I think I ever made Dad laugh when I was in trouble.
did he laugh?
Like, he didn't laugh. It was a smirk like, are you... That's exactly what he did. Because the car...
I didn't think it was funny.
No, you did not think it was funny.
No, I did not.
He thought it was hilarious. He couldn't do it at the time because he was trying to be serious. Like, and I said, I looked at y'all, I'm like, ghost car.
Okay, but let me ask you something.
It's a ghost car.
Let me ask you something. We had been through that before. You just thinking you invented something. Ask your two brothers. Your older two brothers.
I can guarantee.
You know, they got the car out of their dad.
I can guarantee this.
And guess what?
I know who they is.
They had an accident.
See, that's the thing.
You was little. But,
I remember the accident.
Because of the accident and because of their daddy. Yeah, they need a father.
Hold on. I know who Nate is.
They could find a friend anywhere.
I know who Nate is.
They could have lost their life.
And Nate, I know he listened to this too. Nate ain't pushing no car. He dressed too nice to push a car.
Nate
have put on
Nate
a three-piece suit to go
that.
Anywhere.
Nate and Brandon, they're my boys.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, yeah, he's handling your business. Dominique, happy Mother's Day.
She's listening too. But I know they ain't pushing no cars.
Tashanta, happy Mother's Day.
All the people. Wait. You know something? What do you mean?
Tashanta?
Yeah.
What's your mother?
She lost her two kids.
Thank you. Happy Mother's Day.
All right.
Your mama just gave a shout out.
Which is fine because...
This is not about you. It's about Mother's Day.
Obviously.
You got beat already.
All I'm saying is ghost car, man. I stick to my story.
You already got your killing.
I stick to my story. Ghost car.
Well, that's okay.
Ghost car.
You in the ghost car. Now, why would you call that a ghost car? when the five stooges pushing the car. How is that a ghost car?
And then they didn't even hang out with you. Like,
they knew
when to run.
They know when to run.
They know
when to go.
First of all, okay, Darren Richard and Boona, natural athletes, they ran.
I love them all.
Quan.
Good guys.
Quan
is
At the last minute, he looked up.
Quan is speed racer.
I like Quan. That's my boy. That's my man forever. But he looked up at the last minute. I ain't never seen him run that fast in my life. The whole purpose of this, we figure, since my car apparently didn't have the greatest muffler ever.
Well, I praise God for your car. You got to start somewhere. And if you...
That's a start.
Okay. Okay. All those children you was laughing and pepping, you steal your own car. Now, that's the incredible part.
Yeah.
Ocean's
11.
Out your driveway. Did you notice they didn't have a car? Hello?
That's a good spot
to say hallelujah. And even though you, all y'all criminals getting criminal.
So did you ever think, like, what if my mama called the police on me?
My own car.
Hold on.
What if I would have did that? If I ain't think the police had nothing to do.
That never occurred to any one of us.
I know. Y'all don't think.
I mean, I've done some stuff as a child.
That's crazy.
But... I had a little leeway because I was with my grandmother. She didn't play. She didn't play with me, but she still, to a certain extent, let me spread my wings. So I did stuff, but I didn't do crazy stuff like that.
You ain't lived till you looked at your mom in the face. What was it like? 12, almost 1 o'clock in the morning. Ghost car.
And I got to be stuck till 4 o'clock in the morning.
Ghost car. It's the ghost car. It was a ghost.
No.
That's.
That was not good.
What
not,
that is
that wasn't good.
My grandmother's.
I know I'm in trouble.
Miss Dolores Chestnut, happy Mother's Day.
That's the best mama anybody can have.
There it is.
She handled ghost car, man.
That's all right.
She handled ghost car.
You talk about your daddy's hands. Have you seen my grandmother's hands? My grandma two-pieced me several times. I was like, whoa.
And that's why I was talking about with my dad. But dad... Because if he would have touched me that night, probably would have
been over.
He would probably knock my lights out. But I made him laugh. That's the only little piece I take from that.
Because you thinking you.
I'm thinking I'm getting away with something.
Thinking you getting away with something.
Just putting him some time. It made me laugh. Like.
Ghost car.
You say to yourself, really? You talking about like, ghost car.
Like
but when we looking at you and you think you're getting away with something. The heroic thing would have been to do to say, Ma,
hindsight.
Can we ride up here and get some ice cream.
Hindsight is
okay,
always
20/20.
You did it twice.
Mature.
I thought you were going to the movies.
No, see. All right, Tasha. Now she let stuff out.
Oh, your mama didn't know you went to the movies.
It's too. I got away. All right, you know what? I'm a grown up. You, Miles. All right. Thank you, Tasha, for some airing out some stuff. Oops. She probably didn't know. See, you know what? We're
doing. You did it twice. The first time it worked. So
first time it worked.
And you think you thought you got away with it?
The first time it worked, though.
Wait, was you on punishment or something?
No.
He put his own self on punishment. Doing stuff.
Hold on. Stupid stuff like this.
Like that.
See, the first time it worked because we figured this out. Me, Quan, I'm throwing him out there. The only person who wasn't there was Brandon because he stayed on Bradford, throwing out his old street. He wouldn't have pushed the car.
No, he wouldn't have been in it. You know why?
I'm listening. I want to hear this.
No, Brandon wouldn't have did nothing like that. He would have let y'all did it, bring him some ice cream back. He would have stayed there with me and look cool. That's Brandon.
He would have been in the best seat.
Yeah, y'all got it in trouble.
The first time, thank you, Tasha, for airing out dirty laundry. First time, we did get away with it. That's the thing.
You still ain't got away with it. You still.
Well, I'm telling you now. It's like.
You ain't get away with
it. Like, the statute of limitations is over. This thing is over 15 years old.
Okay, first of all. Did you hide it from the Lord?
We gonna play the God card now?
Yes, you are.
We play the God card?
Did you hide it from the Lord?
I repented for it. I mean, I ain't
asked you if you repented. Because you should have quickly.
If you repented.
He still seen it.
I beat y'all. I beat you and Dad.
No, you ain't beat us. You beat yourself.
It was some good ice cream.
Why were you on punishment in the first place?
No, it wasn't. No.
He created a punishment.
The punishment was getting caught because of Ghost Car. All right, here's how it was pretty much set up. We had to be in the house. We had a curfew.
That's right.
I worked at GameStop at that time. Mm-hmm. So whatever time I came home from GameStop, no more than 11. All right, just to put a time on it, the time was 10:30, 11-ish, depending on what time I got off from GameStop. The problem being with that curfew is, and actually, we still do this to this day. I don't know if you notice this, but when we get our keys, we put our keys over the sink in the house. Mm-hmm. Now, that didn't went from house to house how my mom and dad has moved. So, there's always a little key rack over the kitchen sink just to say, if anything, to say, okay, this person's home. Like, you could look at it right now. If we were to go over my mom's house right now, go over my mom and dad's house, you'll see my mom set of keys. Okay, Miss Margot home. My dad set of keys. Miss James home. And in this case, it would have been a third set being my keys, saying Sam's home. This time, I know who my friends are, so you take those keys back because it's past 11 o'clock. We've been playing basketball. We dumb kids who figured we could get away with it. Uh-huh. And then this happens. And the rest is history. The rest is what we like to call Ghost Car.
Yeah, I don't have stories like that.
See, you didn't do stuff. You got it.
I did do stuff.
I did
stuff, but I was smart with mine, Sam.
See, Mom, do you understand how this is? I was smart. I didn't get caught.
Girls are kind of different than boys. We're different. Like, we're wired completely different than y'all.
But I would have never tried nothing like that. I didn't think it was necessary. Mm-mm. If I had somewhere to go, I asked.
If my grandma said I couldn't go nowhere, I just didn't go.
It's simple.
I stayed in the house and pouted.
Okay, hold on. I just couldn't go.
Since Tasha that blew up a spot and told everything else, here's... This is the dumbest thing.
They gonna kill you.
I'm blaming Quan. I'm blaming Quan. It's my fault for doing it.
Quan is a good young man.
I'm blaming Darren Quan.
Don't blame Darren.
I'm dumb for going to do it. Here go. What this at the moment made all the sense in the world. We was on Darren's porch
and we said this sentence. The sentence being, you ready for this? Nah, please tell me how dumb this is. I know after the fact, but please tell me. It says, a wise man, what, this is a sentence he was reading. He said, a wise man, it's better to ask for forgiveness than it is to ask for permission. Now, I
who told you that, Quan?
Yes. I'll blame Quan.
So it's Quan Bible.
It's not a Bible quote. It's more like this. That is not in the Bible. It was more like, that carpe diem, seize the day. In context, I still believe that, and it works in the proper context. Like, hey, you want to go off and you want to make something better for your life. Hey, you want to go off and you want to get this better job, or if you want to do this thing, it's better to take that chance. You know what I mean? Instead of not in the concept of doing dumb stuff. You know what I mean? Like, in the context, it made all the sense in the world, but no. You know, it's a hot summer-ish night, and you got your friends with you, and y'all want some ice cream, and like it's 11:30 at night, and you craving some mint chocolate chip. A lot of that makes sense.
No, it don't make no sense. That's nonsense. That's to you. And you
okay,
alone.
Okay. Let me fix it.
The course of life.
Let me fix it. If it was butter pecan, maybe.
If it was butter pecan, if you don't need to go, you don't need to go. Going unnecessarily is going unnecessarily. I mean, then you got your partners in crime.
Yep.
Going with you.
Never seen them run that fast.
Yes. Like, and then
before or since.
When you get caught, they leave you under the bus.
They didn't.
Under the bus.
Not only did they throw me under. Hold on. Not only did they run as fast as humanly possible. My problem is they haven't done that since. I've played basketball with these guys since then, and I have yet to see them run that fast. I, thinking I'm finna outsmart somebody, I just put the seat all the way back. I just lead the seat all the way back.
But that was crazy.
If I get the seat low enough, because how the Blazer was built, you can't really see inside it.
You gotta see
parallel. Now, I know I didn't. I wanted to get into that.
Well, but when keep living, that's all I got to tell you.
What's
keep
the living. Chance? Okay, can I?
Because you got a son.
Yeah,
and that son gonna have a son one day. And that son gonna have a son one day. And as your traits follow you and do these things that you did, remember the ghost guy.
What's the chances of Chuck doing ghost car? Because by the time he's old enough to do this, he could have heard this. Mm-hmm. And know how to, I guess, put his own thing there. And quite honestly, if he says ghost car, it's all on Tasha.
For one, he buying his own car. That's number one. I bought my own car. He buying his own car. I meet him halfway with the money.
Like, if he pulls ghost car, I gotta look at you, because at this point, I would kind of be a hypocrite if I punish him.
Like your daddy did, and I'm a chuckle.
I would laugh. It's hard not to. That's why I look at dad. I'm like, it's hard not to laugh at that. Yeah, you serious in what you said, but you got a almost adult looking at you saying ghost car. You're blaming this all on the car,
right?
I missed the Blazer.
Well, guess what? You up here blaming somebody else. But your nonsense.
It's the ghost car, Ma. I'm sticking to my story. All right, look. Keep living. Can we all agree at this table? We should all blame Quan.
No.
Because I know he's listening.
Quan,
we all agree.
Good guy. I love Quan. Quan is a good guy.
That's my man, but
yeah, but he ain't responsible. You're responsible for your own actions.
So were you the only one out of the, all those in the car?
At that time, Boone got his car a little bit later.
April and Tiffany both had cars, so we kind of. But Tiffany worked when she got off work, so a lot of times it was just me and April. We would, you know, but nope. I ain't do no ghost car. We lost.
You see this, Ma? How's she just trying to be an angel all of a sudden?
I'm not saying I was no angel.
I'm bringing Mr. Lawrence here.
I didn't get a boyfriend or nothing like that until I was, in the 11th grade? So I was not an angel.
We talking about a car? Where these boyfriends come from?
Yeah. Where did they come from?
I'm just making a point to say.
I guess they had their own car.
I was an angel.
They own ghost car.
Y'all a mess.
I can't wait to bring Mr. Lawrence.
I was gonna tell my grandma, grandma, ghost bus. And I called the bus.
See, you had an in with the bus. Hey, the bus broke down. You can kind of blame the Detroit Metro.
I would call my grandmother. I had a phone. I would call her and say, Grandma, I'm riding home with Tiffany or April. Or, Grandma, I'm getting on the bus.
I'll stick to my story. Ghost car.
We going to the mall after school. I did some jacked up stuff. Like, I literally fell to 10th grade. Literally. No one would ever know that because I graduated on time. So, I skipped my whole sophomore year.
Okay, y'all talking about too much for this.
I don't mind saying. My point for saying.
No, I'm sticking to my story. I said ghost car. I'm keeping it now.
Talking to no angels. So I had, like, people had to talk to me, mother, grandma, everybody, to get me back on track. So, talking to no angel. I messed up, but I didn't do ghost car.
My whole point of this, I'm looking at Chuck, and I'm like, is he going to try to pull something like that? Because. How you say it, he takes from the parents, you know? Like, I'm pretty sure right now, you want to get a little rise out of dad, either happy or sad, just walk past him tonight and just be like, hey, remember Ghost Car?
I ain't gonna bring up that junk.
And he will probably he'll probably look at you like, oh, man, what do we do? But I'm glad, I'm straying from the point a little bit. Remember that mother, and I'm bringing that back, what you were saying, that mother in Boston? Mm-hmm. Remember in the middle of the Boston riot?
That's a real mother, okay?
I mean, she catching, I'm on the fence with her, because she catching a little flack on one side to say, like, she shouldn't have did that in the way of revolution. But at the same time, that's your kid, that's your son.
And your only son.
And she saw him on TV.
That's right.
And pulled him and smacked him.
I love her for that. Because first of all, that's a real mother. And wherever she at, God bless you. I give you a standing ovation.
What's her name? Toya.
Whatever her name is, I give her hats off to you. And I give you a standing ovation. And one day, that son see it right now because he could come up missing.
Oh, that boy is done.
But that's
he can't
okay.
go outside.
I don't blame
everybody
him.
Know he's the
what?
Kid who got slapped upside
care,
the head.
I don't care, but that's his mama. She love him. You know, the word of God says, spare the rod, spoil the child.
She did not spare that rod. She did not spare
that rod. Grown man, she probably got on him when he was younger. But now you're going to try to put on a hoodie and a backpack and think I don't know you. I care.
What is he? Well, what, 15, 16?
He have grown up from a child.
Yeah.
But I'm saying, in a hoodie and a backpack supposed to make her not know you? Grow up.
From...
And yeah. I've been connected to you all my life.
Yeah, for the most
for
part.
For 9 months.
His face was covered. The only thing you could see is his nose to his eye.
The mother know her child.
Okay.
You can't hide you. Dark as you is and you trying to slide down in a car. Talking about ghost car. Really?
Sometimes you still mad about that.
Really?
You still mad about that.
First of all, you trying to lie to me to my face. I didn't like that.
Okay.
The ghost car. Now, then you're going to blame it on the ghost. Own up to your responsibility.
All right. For the record, the Blazer has never been as quiet as it was that night. You got to give him that. Putting the car in neutral and having four of your best friends push the car.
I didn't think it would land directly in front of my house, nor did I think you would be on the porch.
I thank God for it.
I could have got back in the house.
Let you know, you don't get away with nothing.
I had my mint chocolate chip.
Pretty early in the morning if you're going to get past me.
And quite honestly, parent to parent on this point, I find it ghost car aside. Let's just put that away. Let's just put that on the side. I found it to be, after dealing with my own son.
Well, you ain't
dealt with ghost car. I never dealt with ghost car. But
it's on the way.
I felt it to be a little bit where I give you, like, my hats off go to you, because y'all two let me finish my bit chocolate.
Well,
you didn't say throw it away. You didn't do. I had the mint chocolate chip, and I just ate it after my dad, who was done. He was done with me that night. After he kind of like chuckled a little bit at the ghost car, he just said, "You know what, Miss Margo, you got this right." He just left. He just left. He was like, "You got this, cuz.
If I punch him,
it's over." Like, I'm going to break his face.
Lights all the way out. But guess what? I ain't going to let you go to bed, and I ain't going to talk to you.
So,
because it was crazy.
I handed over my keys, and nothing's more humbling from a Saturday night event. I don't know if it was a Friday or Saturday. I can't remember that far. To that Monday morning having to walk.
There it is.
And dealing with Brandon.
Hold on. So you had to walk past your car.
Yes, I had to walk past the car.
See, I don't know if you had this. Like, with my grandma, it was always, when I did something, guess what this girl done did? She on the phone telling me what I did.
Oh, that happened too.
That was the worst. Like, you could just beat me.
We're not the first people to hear about ghost cars.
Everybody come over on Sunday looking at me like, we can't believe.
I got this too. My Aunt Lainey, she know about ghost car.
Happy Mother's Day, Aunt.
I'm just naming her because it was instantaneous, the level of.
I can hear her voice now.
Sam!
Did what?
Hold on. I remember hearing it. She's not talking to me. She's talking to my mom.
Yeah, that's like the worst.
It was loud enough.
Hearing them on the phone with all their girlfriends, telling them what you did, and then the girlfriends come over, or your daddy, aunties, everybody come over, and you're on display. People ask you a million questions like, Tasha, why did you?
Exactly. The critique of Ghost Car is worse than Ghost Car itself. Having Lainey, having Miss Marcia. Anybody else who was on that phone call on the other end of the phone, ghost car? What is a ghost car? Having to ask my, what is a ghost car?
Well, I look at it like this. Was it that serious that you didn't want nobody to talk about it?
No one.
You should have never did it.
Hold on. I'm still sticking to ghost car.
Never did.
I admit how wrong it was. I will say this, though. What else could I have said? What else could I have said? Other, like, ghost car, I was reaching. I was hopefully. Maybe whatever hit my dad, maybe I wanted. I don't know. He hit a level of anger where it was just like, I have to laugh. If I don't laugh, I'm going to kill him. But ghost car, in the moment.
It seemed like a good idea.
This whole night in the moment seemed like a good idea. I was not. If I had another couple hours to kind of work this out and retool this thing, it knowing what I know now, like what they say, hindsight is always 20/20. But I will say, I'll stick to ghost car, and I can't.
Okay, but guess what?
I'm looking at Chuck.
Was it necessary? Ask yourself that question. You know the
difference. I have asked myself that question a lot, actually.
Let me tell
over the last 15 years, yeah, I've asked myself that question a lot.
But guess what? The devil have a way of making a fool out of you.
Can I ask this question?
Nuh-uh, don't change.
I'm not saying you're wrong. What was that next out? Because I'm curious about this. When I'm gone, y'all done punched me. Y'all done took my keys. Y'all done did everything else, right? Mm.
at what point do you look at my dad, you look at anybody, really? Ghost car?
No, I ain't say that. That guess what I said?
I'm listening. I'm curious.
That's your child. Because if he had an ounce of my blood, he wouldn't have did none of that. That's your child, your kid. And know what he said?
I'm listening.
I'm glad my kids and your kids are the same age.
He still had a sense of humor with it because Ghost Car, I never seen a person who wanted to punch me more and didn't.
Lord Chester would have called my car and stolen while I was.
But that's the thing. Had it was so it was.
But
it,
why would I tell that tale when I'm on the porch?
You just as bad as me. She I'm saw the whole thing happen.
I'm sorry. If she seen it gone, if she knew I was gone and she asked me not to go nowhere, she would have called. She would have.
Okay, but I just
see my grandma like she did something to my uncle one time. She was like he got in trouble. He was doing playing on the railroad tracks. They, you know, and the police picked him up. And he told
been there.
She told him to stay off of the railroad tracks. And so they called her like, okay, we picked him up. She said she watched her two movies. It took her a long bubble bath before she went to go pick him up. He wasn't under arrest or nothing. He was just in holding.
Trust me, I've been there.
I told him to stay off of the railroad track. So he had to suffer.
Well, I think we got enough. I think we got enough time for one more story. I have been in that situation. One day, as a 5-year-old, my mom moved to a new house, with new people, new neighbors, new everything, right? Mm-hmm. And I said, no. I'm done with y'all. Peace out.
I was like 2 when that happened.
Nah, I was a little bit, I was about 4 or 5. Oh, 2? I was 2? I had enough sense at 2 to say, this is not the house I want to be in.
Going on 3.
And I was like, I'm out of here, man.
First of all, how did you get out the door?
Like, how does Chuck get out of the door?
He can't unlock a door. He can open a door, but he cannot unlock a door.
See, this is the 80s. This is the 80s, so he could get out of bed.
I heard your mother tell the story. They were supposed to be watching you. And they took their ass off you, and you escaped.
That's all it takes. We see it with the boys. Sometimes a split second, he got Reese's Cups, like all the candy in this house. And I like my candy. My dentist like my candy because I'm paying my dentist. So I think my dentist on the sly is encouraging me eating candy at this age.
Nah, drink coffee is your down.
Yeah, a lot of coffee, a lot of sugary stuff, but more likely it's coffee. But either way, I have to, because I know he can get it. At the age of 2, Chuck can reach up and he can get candy and he can do whatever. So I only imagine I was the same way because if it coming from me and going to him. And at the age of 2, I already made up in my mind, I'm done with this house. It's not what I signed up for. I'm going back to my old house. Peace out, y'all. I'm out. Then the police picked me up. And then it turned into, okay, the police got me. My mom come back home. Like, word. Hey, remember that 2-year-old y'all supposed to be watching? Where is he?
That ain't my thing. I came from work.
Yeah.
He wasn't there.
Wasn't there?
And I went to the police station. I called him. And I got there. You was right there. They giving you potato chips.
Holding court.
The devil is a lie.
Holding court.
No, first of all, this is my child. I'm not responsible really for him being here. His older brother's supposed to have been watching him. They playing basketball. And you, a kid.
Yeah.
Want to go back to where we used to, a baby. You could have been hurt. You could have been injured. You saying and talking like it's a good story, but it's not.
No, it's just
a dangerous story.
It's very dangerous.
So many things could have happened. And I let the police know that this is not what you do.
I will say this. If it wasn't for my brothers, my cousins, and those police officers, I would have made it back to that house. And I would have lived my life in the house I wanted to live in.
That's what you want to do. You didn't want change. And that was not.
Look,
nice. That is very reflective of the future.
What do you mean? I'm
he
good
loved
with change.
The house that we had.
I'm good with change.
You're better. Because you got to remember
when we first
you're
got
older.
Married, I changed the glasses. We got some new glasses, and I changed it. Where you do that?
I didn't like those glasses. That weird smoky glass. I want to see what I'm drinking.
For one, you know your wife don't like cheap stuff, and you bought cheap stuff, and therefore I had to replace it.
But that cheap stuff was clear. Like I don't want surprises in my glass. Like, all right, you know.
My point is, you do not like change.
I'm good with change. Sometimes.
No, you're not.
Excuse me. Let me rephrase that. I'm good with change for the better.
You're not good with change at all. What if you came home and I had my desk set up in the office down here?
First of all, that shouldn't be there. That's not an advocate for change. That's just inappropriate.
Okay.
All right. I will say this. Because I see where this is going, this podcast.
You don't like change.
And we are getting to the twilight of this podcast, getting towards the tail end. I will say this. I want to thank my mom yet again for coming on this podcast, mainly because, well, you're my mom. It's Mother's Day, and I would feel weird if I didn't do one without you here.
Okay.
Speaking of which, you. Mother of my child, potential ghost car recipient, Chuck.
Not only she's the mother of your child, she's your wife.
I was getting that.
And that's a blessing.
I'm trying to build.
That's a blessing within itself.
All right.
I have a problem. If you want to say, I have a problem, that statement, my baby mama.
I didn't get a chance.
I can't stand it.
I mean,
you mean to tell me this person don't mean no more to you than a baby mama? Even though she's a mother, happy Mother's Day to all of you too, but I just think it's a bad statement.
I was building, you know. I was building.
I say
you start one thing.
Always a mother.
Always a mother.
I noticed
one thing.
I am a 5-year-old again. Like, it's a weird.
You're not a 5-year-old.
I know it, but.
A handsome young man, and I thank God for the maturity that you grew up with. But the steps got to start like when you was 2. Okay. I'm not the kind of mother that would let her child go off with any stranger. The police is to help me. He's out there to help us.
You know the statute of limitations is over on that, right?
Okay, but guess what? I don't care. You're now. You got a home. You don't supposed to be in the police department.
I'm sorry.
And I'm saying, I know you're 3, but you was an out of order 3.
Oh, I said 30.
Okay, but you should have been in the fence. You the one came out of the boundary to go where you want to go. And that needed to be corrected.
Kind
of
blame that on y'all. If y'all stayed at the house like I asked y'all to.
Okay, but guess what? We was moving on to big and better things.
Y'all would have stayed at the house I asked y'all to stay at.
Okay.
We wouldn't be going through this. I'm preparing myself. All right, before we get out of here for the week, but any tips you got for old ghost car or anything else I did?
Now, first of all, all I gotta say, you may think this a bad statement, but it's not. Keep living. You normally reap what you sow when you talk about the ghost car. So when your son grow up and do things, or your daughter grow up and do
things. I don't
have
a daughter.
Well, I know you don't have a daughter, but you don't know what the future holds.
No, that's it. It's right there.
We know who holds the future.
I'm not done paying
but
for him.
I'm talking about for
anyone who's listening.
Anybody who listens. With a son or a daughter, you're a leader whether you want to be or not. You're an example whether you want to be or not. You, as a mother, is about everything. And there's nothing without you. There's no way you can outsource this situation of get out of this position. You can't die. You can't walk out. You can't say deny your child. You can say these things.
Did you just say I can't die?
No, because that's your dead mama. Okay? Been there, done that. Bought the t-shirt, could have spent the night. But a mother never get out of this position. A father don't either. I don't care what they call them. Bad father, good father, stepfather, no good father. But guess what? Same thing with a mama. You always won. No matter what.
See that, Tasha? You in there for life.
For life.
I'm fine with that. I realized that when I was carrying him for 9 months.
Right.
Hey.
And being a good mother. a child don't have to worry about nothing.
I'm good.
You're safe in the arms of their mother. Like we be safe in the arms of the Lord. I like in Isaiah where he said, God got the baddest tattoo in the world. Where he said in Isaiah, I carved you in the palm of my hand. So, you know, being a mother know her child.
It's a lot of rejoicing on the other side. That's I can't hear him. Like, I just imagine a lot of iPods
you
going crazy.
You get mad when he don't come to you or he don't run to you and he crawl up on my lap. It's a bond. It's an unbreakable bond. Mm-hmm. No, you can't mess with it. Nobody can break the bond.
What about the inverse when I'm like, get out of the way?
Okay, but that's right. That's still her son.
Father bond and father daughter bond is different from a mother's child, mother and child bond.
I know, okay. I know. Y'all got them now. Here's how I figured it.
Where it goes for life.
Y'all go for life. Y'all get them right now. I think I get them where that father son bond come in when he wants to do stuff. Mm-hmm. Where it'd be like, I want to do something. How do you do it?
Well, hey, that's for Father's Day. We're on Mother's right now.
Is having to discipline and having to build up and love on. That's it's always a battle.
It's kind of a contradiction. If you think about
it.
Well, but you're whooping them, but you love them. Like the Lord tell us, He said, "Those He love, He chasten. He's chastised you. You don't get away with nothing."
No, bad idea.
Mm-hmm. That's the same thing. When a mother, she loved this child, but yeah, he get a whooping, the rod of correction, whether it's a punishment or whatever, the rod of correction, it is written, the rod of correction, howsoever you do this thing, it bring about love. I mean, we back in Boston again, I'm going with this young man, wherever he at, guess what he knows in his heart, no matter what. My mother loved me.
Yeah, for us.
The rod of that. Correction. My mama loved me. I mean, something happened to that kid, that mother would be destroyed.
She went through the riot to get him.
Come on. That's what I'm saying. A real mother, she would be like walking through the jungle with a toothpick for her child. A real mother. So, all I got to say is, you prepare when they're small. And you'll be able to finish this when they grow old and be young. That's how you know how to take care of your son. There's a bond between you and me forever. You can't sell it. You can't pawn it.
He tried to play it off like Sam.
Oh, I don't even go there.
Like Sam.
That's my son.
You are a mama.
I don't care. He is my son.
She's here.
No, I'm not.
Okay. Likewise for your son.
Yeah.
Likewise
for your
son.
It's coming back. It's coming back.
But guess what?
Pendulum swinging back the other way.
Okay, but guess what?
I said your mom, you and mama, well, between had the type of mama that was gonna sit up on your dates and stuff with you. You know what I'm saying? It's a difference. It is a difference. She trusted what she put in you, that you were gonna do the right thing.
That's right.
So she didn't have to sit and hover over you.
Well, he know better.
That's my point.
You know what? You'll be saying, "That's my dead baby daddy." That's what would have happened. It's just that Sam know his daddy. Don't play.
I'm not gonna lie to you. I think she's still a little bit mad about the ghost girl. Okay. I really think.
Yes.
It's still a little heat there, right?
I just believe. I believe what the word said. The married bed belongs to the married. Bring these children into a life where they know they got parents there. Now, I do understand that their parent that went to war, fought, got killed, plane crash, whatever, in that order. But there's a reason for that. But when you know better, you do better. You know, bring them up and raise them up the way they supposed to be raised up.
All right. Well, we got in it. We had about an hour. So I will say this. I keep my word. Chuck ever try some ghost car stuff, I will call you. Because apparently you called everyone else.
No,
so
you gotta call her.
I will. No, I do. I still got to.
Mama gonna call me.
I still will call her. Just
call her after I beat him.
Yeah. Well, yeah, but I'm still going to call her. But once again, I want to thank y'all again for listening to
You're
us.
You're more than welcome.
For coming to the podcast. We got to close it out. You can always get the podcast here, samshownation.com. Sam Show 11 on the tweets. Tasha, you can be reached on
iHeart Tasha Mack on Instagram and Twitter. iHeart Tasha Mack.
And all the fan stuff, Instagram, Just Talking with Sam, as well as Facebook, Just Talking with Sam. And we're going to close it out because I'm going to hang with my mom. Happy Mother's Day, and see you next week.
Happy Mother's Day.